Hi everyone, I'm Allie Graymond. I'm an OCD recovery coach with more than 10 years of experience helping people recover from OCD. Prior to that, I had severe OCD myself that I fully recovered from, and as do my clients. So if you wonder, can you fully recover from OCD? Absolutely, yes, you can.
Today, I wanted to talk to you about a question I get a lot, and this is, can you actually fully recover from OCD? So besides the fact that I had severe OCD to the point where I couldn't leave the house, I couldn't work, it was fully disabling, and I recovered. And I'm not the strongest person in the world, so if I can do it, you can do it. But besides that, how can you actually do it, and what's the difference? Okay, so I just wanted to kind of break it down. Usually, when you go to a doctor's office, they'll ask you to do three things: medication, scripting, and hierarchy. Medication is about, maybe will get you to 20% better in general. Some people have a better reaction than that. Some people don't even feel the difference. But on average, 20-25%, I would say, is fair. Now, the scripting. The scripting, I'm telling you, when I had OCD myself and I was asked to do the scripting where you write out your worst fears and so on, I didn't get it then. It wasn't helpful to me then. 12 years later, helping clients, pretty much from, I'd say, 90% of clients, I hear the same thing, that they don't get it and it's not helpful and it doesn't overall get them to recovery. Now, let's talk about now the hierarchy. With the hierarchy is you have a list of things that you're scared about, scared of, and little by little, you do those things starting from the one that's least scary and going up to the one that's most scary. By the time you go up to the one that's scariest, it doesn't feel as frightening. That's all well and good, and it works really well for some specific situations, especially for physical compulsions where the person is, I can't touch this, I can't touch that, I can't do this. So for that, yes, hierarchy would be needed. And I do hierarchy with clients who have situations like this. But for pure O, how are you going to do that hierarchy? And even let's say you find some way to do it, and you do that exercise for an hour a day, that's not enough. Because the rest of the day, you are spending ruminating. So it's like a drop in the bucket. So that way is also not very effective. And really, you can't recover doing it. You can stay afloat because you are doing something, but you won't actually get better. With my method, the process is entirely different. And my method is, it's copywritten, obviously, it's proprietary. So other people, other specialists cannot use it. So what they're doing is very different. So when the person tells you online, I can't recover, they're going by their method. And yes, you can agree, yes, doing that, you can't recover because it's not enough. So don't take their opinion and compare it to yourself, because you're doing the Grayman method, because you're tracking rumination the entire day. You're pushing through. And in terms of tracking rumination, I'll do separate videos on that. But whether you use our app, whether you use a piece of paper, whether you use a notepad, it works. So it's just little by little reducing. You can do this. I'm telling you, this actually works and you can reduce. Just step by step doing recovery work. I hope you find my videos helpful. Thank you so much for watching. I am back on track in terms of doing the videos daily now. So I will be back tomorrow. We will also do live later on today. And I'll pop in and answer some questions there. If you would like to do one-on-one recovery program, all the information is on youhaveocd.com. We also have coaches who are available to help you. Thank you for watching. I'll see you tomorrow.